Podchasers, and happy October 26th. It is Tuesday, and I am Allison, the host of Podchaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. I hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. I know I did, very fally, and I hope that everybody is looking forward to Halloween. I personally hate Halloween. I have a rule that if you have to explain your costume for longer than 5 seconds, you did not achieve said costume. And I think that that's something we all need to carry with us into this upcoming weekend. If you are dressing up for Halloween, I would love to hear what you are being. I will say I landed on a costume for my dog, Moose. I posted it on my Instagram at Allison Piwo, or you can check it out on his Instagram, moose.the.wheaton. He is David Rose from Schitt's Creek. And I have to say, I think he looks really fantastic. I know I'm a little biased as his mother, but it's pretty good. It's one for one, as they say. And if I don't win my apartment building's competition, I'll be very sad. But also at the same time, like, I feel like that's a learning lesson for him. He's only 8 months old, but it takes more grace to be a loser than a winner. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking about today. Like I said, you can check it out on Instagram and on Moose's Instagram, but let's get into all of the things that we need to discuss. And we will start with a Dumois item that is leaving me a little concerned.
You're a piece of f***ing. I've heard the recording. You deserve rotten hell.
Oh, God. Oh, f*** you.
The f*** out of here, you piece of s***.
I'm out of here, dude.
You deserve a rotten hell.
So Tuesdays are for the Vanderpump fans. I am semi into this season, semi out of this season. I kind of feel like a lot of time passed and a lot of drama occurred that I'm just having a tough time really sinking my teeth into this season of Vanderpump Rules. I also feel like there's so much other good stuff happening that, like, I want to watch Winter House. I want Winter House injected into my veins immediately. Like, I can't get enough of it. I watched the premiere multiple times because everyone is so blacked out. And I think that we underestimated how fun it is to watch people just be messy drunk in a semi-nice Airbnb. So I can't wait for Winter House out tomorrow, new episode out tomorrow, along with the part three of Beverly Hills. But Vanderpump is a little tougher for me. With that said, I don't think it's because we're missing people. I don't think it's because Stassi's not there or all of the others, Kristen or Jax. I don't miss Jax Taylor. So when I read this Dumois item, I was a little concerned because it is all about how Jax and Brittany might be getting a new show. And this is what it said. I have a friend who works in development at Peacock. They're currently working on a reboot of Jax and Brittany Take Kentucky. The show will follow the two as they leave Los Angeles behind and buy an old farmhouse in Brittany's hometown to restore. LVP is producing. Expect a few former Vanderpump castmates to appear throughout. This is part of a larger move to get more real estate shows on Peacock. They feel like it might do well based on the success of Bravo's frequent marathons of Chrisley Knows Best. Jax has been told to keep it quiet, but he's already dropping hints on Instagram Live. Should be officially announced within the next few weeks. So immediately I don't buy this because the way Jax left, it wasn't like he decided to leave because his family was growing or because he had new opportunities. He left, he was fired. And I feel like when you're fired by a network, it's not necessarily in their best interest to then give you your own show. With that said, Peacock, you know, I feel a little, I know I always say don't sleep on Peacock, but like at the same time, like Vanderpump Dogs was on Peacock. So do I think that we're talking about the, you know, top brass here? No, I don't think so. Did anyone watch Vanderpump Dogs, by the way? If you did, let me know, because I sure as hell didn't. But I just don't see how the optics would be good for Peacock or NBC Universal in general, who's the parent company of Peacock and Bravo and E and all of those networks. I don't see how that would maybe be in their best interest, because Jax was fired because he sucks. So part of me thinks that this isn't true. I've said this before about Dumois. I love Dumois. It is like the modern day Gossip Girl. You can submit anything you want to Dumois. Sometimes things are vetted, sometimes they're not. This, as far as I'm concerned, is probably something Jack sent in. The email that was attached to it is no@gmail.com, just N-O. So I'm taking this with a grain of salt. I'm taking it with a silo of salt because I just don't want this to happen. And I'm all for a reno. I don't know. Let's maybe do a full top to bottom renovation of a small bar called Schwartz and Sandy's, because I know I would watch that. But I don't think I want Jax and Brittany take Kentucky, take Home Depot. I just don't think that that is in the cards for me as a person. I mean, I'm curious what you guys think. You can let me know, obviously, on Twitter, on Instagram, on thedip.com. Use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription. But yeah, no, this is a big fat no at gmail.com for me. Moving on.
Okay, Greg. Mm-hmm. Let's game a call with your grandpa. I'd like us to get you and squared off.
Oh, yeah. I guess... Maybe you ought to just do that, right?
You okay, dude?
Yeah.
You wondering if you tied your dick to a runaway train here?
Okay, I thought we could spend a little time with Succession, a little touchdown on the Roy family. Two episodes in, we've waited 2 years for this, and I have to say it's certainly delivering. I get so happy when Sundays come around because I have my Potomac, I have my Salt Lake City, and I have Succession now. And I'm going to have Dexter starting soon. It's an embarrassment of riches, you guys. But, okay, Succession. I'm really enjoying it. It has felt like so much has happened, and then at the same time, like nothing has happened. We've been like stuck in Rava's apartment for two episodes now. I believe it's only been like 48 hours at this point. I think I really want one of the other siblings to turn on Logan. It has always been Kendall versus Logan with the others behind Logan because they fear him or they think that being behind him will get them to the power position quicker. But at this point, I want something different. I want something unexpected, and I want the teams to shake up. I really thought it was going to happen. I thought that we were going to get Shiv or Roman on Kendall's side when all four of the Roy siblings were in Kendall's daughter's bedroom. I was like, oh, this is it. This is when somebody jumped ship, but it didn't happen. And I don't know if it was because the donuts that Logan sent scared them. I don't know what it was, but it kind of disappointed me because it just is, it's like, I know I've seen this happen before where you think you're going to betray him and then you don't betray him over and over again. So I don't know. I hope that before the season ends that we do get somebody going to the other aisle, crossing that line. I don't know who it's going to be though. I almost feel like it could be Roman. That would feel like the most unexpected because I do think Roman is so loyal to Logan. I think it would be really unexpected to see him switch to Kendall. That said, I'm worried that Roman is starting to fall into a loop where the writers have written him the way that they think we want him to be. And that's not to say that we don't. I think we do want Roman to be sharp-tongued, sarcastic, biting, cruel, and just cutthroat. But it feels like every single line is trying to be a memeable line. And I worry that that is going to feel really exhausting soon. I think the same thing's happening with Cousin Greg. That guy can't even, I mean, I love Nicholas Braun, don't get me wrong, but like Cousin Greg, the character, can barely get like one full sentence out. Because he's just like a bumbling idiot. And I'm like, the guy got this far. Like he can figure out what he needs to do, but you know, he's unable to even speak. I feel like I'm suffering from it right now. He's unable to even speak to his grandfather. So I hope that what hasn't happened is that It has been 2 years since season two premiered. Season three, the writers had the opportunity to receive all of the feedback and write for the audience. And I hope that it just doesn't mean that they're writing what they think we want. And they're still exploring character development. They're exploring how these characters can evolve. And they're not just giving us that one-liner that we're going to make our away message when we get AIM back, which is inevitable. You guys, Facebook is going down as I see on Twitter. So maybe that's a biased news source. But yeah, I just think that, like, I hope that we are not falling into a trap where it's just like everybody is trying to have that one quote from the episode. With that said, I'm still really enjoying it. I can't wait to see what happens. I want there to be a Logan and Kendall face-off. I need them to, like, actually be in the same room. I am so glad we're get Logan out of Sarajevo, get him away from that disgusting cubed meat and cubed cheese salad he was eating at the hotel. I don't know if you guys caught that, but we did write about it on thedip.com because it was alarming. Also, when it comes to Roman and Jerry, I'm thinking these two are never going to happen. I think Roman loves the chase, and I don't think that if him and Jerry actually ended up, like, hooking up, having sex, whatever those slime puppies want to do, I don't think he'd be into it. So I got my eye on that. I got my eye on Logan's food, which I do have to say that salad was a great juxtaposition of the fact that, like, at one point in the earlier seasons, we have Greg and Tom eating an ortolian bird. You know, that bird that they ate underneath their napkins because it was, like, illegal to eat. It was like a songbird. We have that, which is, like, so forbidden and rich. And then you have Logan, oh, how the mighty have fallen, eating a cubed meat and cheese salad. So I did appreciate the salad, but I don't want to ever see it on my screen again. Okay, let's move on to the next bit of news.
Hey, we're the Jonas Brothers, and we have a very exciting announcement for you.
Roasted.
That's not quite how that works, Joe. We are doing a Jonas Brothers family roast. It's a one-of-a-kind comedy special that celebrates the universal truth that no one can get under your skin quite like your family.
Roasted.
The Jonas Brothers and a comedy special. You're probably thinking, those two things don't make sense together, but Netflix is giving it a shot, and I think I'm here for it. I've famously been known to be a supporter of the Jonas Brothers, seen them in concert. I have sold t-shirts for them. I know every word to most of their songs. I wouldn't even say I'm, like, a super fan. I just really enjoy them. I think I grew up at the perfect time to really love the Jonas Brothers. I also love a comeback. So when they took a break and they said, we got to get our shit together. And then they ended up tweeting years and years and years later, shit together, news coming soon. That is epic. So they are taking their comedic chops that we've all seen in Camp Rock to a Netflix comedy special in a family roast. So you're probably thinking, like, oh, what? I love a Comedy Central roast. Don't get me wrong. I think that, like, the Justin Bieber one was so funny, the Rob Lowe one, they're all very funny, but I worry that a Netflix one, like, is it going to be family friendly? Is it going to be PG-13? Because then I don't want it. I believe if you are going to roast someone or three individuals, you need to be able to go hard on them. It needs to be dirty. It needs to be unsavory, as Heather Gay would say on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. It needs to be unimaginably mean. And that's what makes it fun. That's what a roast is for. I don't want to see, like, you know, the Office roast where the worst thing is Pam walked in on Michael and his thing was an iPod Nano. I want to see them really dig into each other. And I just worry that we're not going to get that. With that said, I have no idea what to expect. I think this is the first of the family roast specials on Netflix, hosted by Kenan Thompson, the king of SNL. If you didn't see him on Saturday, relive the What's Up With That sketch with Fred Armisen and Jason Sudeikis in the background. You're missing out. Speaking of, Cousin Greg was on that, Nicholas Braun, Oscar Isaac, Emily Ratajkowski. Didn't get a word out of any of them. But we got to see Jason Sudeikis in a red tracksuit do the Running Man, and that is all that matters. Anyway, Pete Davidson, former One Directioner Niall Horan, comedian Gabriel Iglesias, John Legend Lily Singh, comedian Jack Whitehall are all set to make appearances in the Jonas Brothers family roast. So at least to me, that feels like possibly we're going to go a little deep on them, but I don't know. I'm just hopeful that this is not a family roast. Like, the kids need to be in bed when you put this comedy special on. Comes out November 23rd on Netflix. And yeah, I'm hopeful. My fingers are crossed, because if they do make this like R-rated, it will be fantastic. I have not one doubt in my mind. I'm also really into just like celebrities roasting each other. There's so much to make fun of when it comes to celebrity. Like, you are rich, you are famous, you have privilege beyond belief. We should be making fun of these people, not in like a mean, cruel way, but like, put them on a stage and let's roast their asses like a marshmallow. Let's roast them. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Pop Chaser. We will be back tomorrow with, a special guest. Kea will be joining us, and we were going to talk about Tarek and Heather's wedding. They got married this weekend, flip or flop, flipping my last name or whatever her hashtag was. And we were also going to talk about The Bachelorette. So stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. Check us out on thedip.com. Check us out on Instagram. Check us out on Twitter. Check out TV Watch Repeat. That is the other podcast I host with former Pop Chaser co-host Kate Ward. We relive Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, which is Bravo's first scripted series, and unfortunately one of their last. So we dive into that really interesting history, and we're just 2 weeks away from Dexter, you guys. Kate and I are trying to time the Dexter TV Watch Repeat episode with the revival. Comes out November 7th. I can't wait. And yeah, that is it for today. I will be back tomorrow. And until then, cheers.